This program is not being used to make diagnosis, administer treatment, prescribe medication, or order tests. The information contained in this program is provided as an educational service. This program is not a replacement for the relationship you have with your healthcare provider. If you have concerns about your health, please contact your healthcare provider immediately.
Hello, I'm Dr. Courtney Shelton, MD. I'm a board-certified internist and primary care physician. I am the medical director and owner of Shelton Hospitalist Group, and I've been serving the Atlanta community for over 15 years. Welcome to The Checkup, a new health program on WCLK. I'll discuss important health issues facing all of us using my experience and that of my guests to give you knowledge you can use to lead a healthier and happy life. Today, we will discuss the role of chiropractic treatment in chronic pain. The United States has a pain epidemic with some 100 million Americans in chronic pain due to the consequence of lifestyles, obesity, lower back pain, neck pain, manual labor, and injuries. According to the Washington Post and other documented news organizations, the United States is in the midst of a massive opioid epidemic. Can you believe in the year 2014, more than 14,000 people died from opioid overdoses? In 2015, more than 33,000 people died from prescription painkillers, heroin, fentanyl, or any of the above combinations. Today, on The Checkup with Dr. Courtney Shelton, MD, we will be discussing the role of chiropractic treatment in chronic pain. My guest in the studio today is the director of Smith Chiropractic in Atlanta, Georgia, Dr. Mark Smith. He has been in private practice for over 27 years. He received his BS degree from Bloomfield College and a Doctor of Chiropractic degree from Palmer College of Chiropractic. Dr. Smith, thank you for joining me today on The Checkup with Dr. Courtney Shelton, MD.
Oh, it's certainly my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, Dr. Smith, can you imagine in 2016, the Foundation of Chiropractic Progress reported that calls have come from the CDC, the FDA, and the Institute of Medicine for a shift away from opioids to non-pharmacological approaches to address chronic pain. What is chiropractic care and what role does it have in the treatment of chronic pain?
Well, to start, chiropractic care are chiropractors or doctors that specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal dysfunction caused by pathologies affecting the facet and disc using targeted manual manipulation and physical medicine. And in terms of how it impacts and addresses chronic pain, the facet and disc within the spine are highly neurologically sensitive, and any pathologies and injuries that affect those tissues subject the patient to a significant amount of pain. Example would be a person slipping or a person lifting something heavy, and that can cause vertebral shift, injuring the sensitive synovial capsules within the lower back. They'll experience symptoms like lower back pain, pinching pain. They experience neck pain, pain between the shoulders, and these pains interrupt the person's ability to function normally. They'll present to their internist, which is the first port of call for these patients. And, of course, those internists are then tasked with how best to manage these patients. How we come in is that we are an option. And we are an effective option in terms of managing those particular type of patients.
So when those patients come to your office, and they talk about spinal manipulation. Outside of spinal manipulation, are there other things that the chiropractor does to help control the chronic pain?
Absolutely. But let's just take a minute to talk about what's causing the chronic pain. In the lumbar spine, let's just take that for instance, the lower back. You have an intervertebral disc or a tissue that separates the vertebrae, and the pillars that the vertebrae sits on are what we call synovial facet joints. These joints are very pain sensitive. And so any changes of any shift within those segments or within those joints are going to irritate those nerve endings within those facets and subject the patient to a significant amount of pain. What a chiropractor does is determine which segment or what's called the involved segment, which particular area is causing the patient to be subject to that intense amount of pain, and use spinal manipulation. Now, in addition to spinal manipulation, we can use what we call physical medicine in the form of heat, muscle stimulators, muscle stimulation and diathermy. All those physical medicines help to soothe the damaged tissues, facilitate the healing of those tissues, and we also incorporate exercise to rehabilitate the tissues that have been damaged so that the person can go back to normal functioning. And that's essential. That's the objective, is to get them to a point where they are able to function without pain.
That's good, because, you know, I have a lot of patients that come to the office, and not only do they have diabetes and hypertension and all these other medical problems, but they often have chronic back and neck pain. And with this opioid addiction that we're dealing with that is so massive, I really want to I don't want to prescribe those pills anymore. But sometimes you have patients that continually come and ask, and we want them to use other types of treatment like chiropractic manipulation. I find myself sending patients to chiropractors a lot more earlier in the treatment, especially those that have been in motor vehicle accidents and have soft tissue injuries. In your practice, what role would you think that the chiropractor plays in avoiding prescription pills? Because you don't prescribe medicine.
No, we don't. And that's a very fair and very important question. The role of a chiropractor in the initial stages of those type of, let's say, for instance, a person involved in an auto accident and sustained damage to or injuries to their neck and their back. The first port of entry is to see their internist. The internist now is charged with determining which provider to send them to. And if they choose a chiropractor, when they see the chiropractor, they're going to be given a comprehensive examination to determine what tissues are damaged in terms of within the cervical spine. But the area that is of most concern, the area that causes the most pain, is the intervertebral facets and the disc. When these tissues are damaged, it is important that the areas of damage or the area that is damaged is identified, that the corrective therapy is put in place, which is spinal manipulation, to restore that particular joint to its normal alignment so that the tissues that are causing the person to be subjected to pain is addressed. If that is missed, that is where the problem comes in terms of the chronic pain, because the person needs to function. And so a person with a very stiff neck or spasm in the lower back needs to be able to function, to go to work, to get through normal activities of daily living. And so that is why they want the pain medicine initially to help them to function so they can do normal activities. And so if they're not given an opportunity to address the core problem, which is the damage to the facets and disc in the lumbar spine or in the cervical spine, then if that is missed, if that correction is not made, the pain cycle continues. And so the person now comes back to the provider and say, listen, my pain is getting worse. And so you're not tasked with how best to handle this. And so sometimes the pain medicine is upped for the individual. And unfortunately for some, they become addicted to. So it's no longer about the pain. It's not about the serving the addiction. So our job is to make sure that we address the core problems that are causing the pain so that the dependency need for medication is reduced.
It sounds like we need to use chiropractic management and alternatives a lot sooner in the care of acute pain.
Absolutely. But the problem that we face is that it's not part of the referral protocol. That is the problem, is that most clinicians want to do the right thing, but they're unfamiliar with the role of chiropractic or what actually chiropractic does.
Right.
And so
right.
Because of that, they go to what they consider is the normal protocol, which is to send to other providers that are very well skilled in terms of managing these conditions, except for one primary thing, and that is spinal manipulation. It is the essential component to reducing the stress on this very pain-sensitive synovial facet and disc. If that is not done, unfortunately, the pain cycle continues. And our mission as providers is to reduce the pain, reduce the dependency on these meds, and return the person to as normal a functioning as possible. And that's what the chiropractor provides.
That's a really good point, because often in my 15 years of experience, when these patients come to the office and they have fibromyalgia and chronic pain and they want their Percocet or their Xanax and Soma and all these really abusive drugs, what I've often seen is even when I send them to, let's say, a neurologist or even to the pain management specialist, they get different procedures and epidurals, and then eventually those don't work. And they often come back to me on stronger pain pills, methadone, and things that I've never prescribed or don't want to prescribe. So it sounds like we need to get more chiropractic manipulation involved earlier to really help us. You know, it really should be more of a team approach.
And that's, I think, one of the beautiful things about your program and what you're doing right now is to provide a bit of insight to this, what we call co-management. Co-management, I believe, is an essential way of managing acute and chronic back pain. I think that the internist, in my opinion, is the gatekeeper, the family physician, should at least try it. You know, give the patient an opportunity. The referral is a very, very crucial aspect of this. To refer a patient to a chiropractor provides them with an opportunity to at least address the core problems. Now, some folks, unfortunately, are so addicted to the pain meds that they may not be receptive to even a referral, but they trust their providers. And so it's safe. The stats, unfortunately for us, support the efficacy and the safety of chiropractic manipulation. So there is not that much of a risk to refer the patient to a chiropractor. Provide some kind of expectations to the providers that, listen, I'm referring you this patient. Put a time limit on it and say, well, tell the patient, let's see how this works. Give it about 2 weeks or 3 weeks and see if you experience any benefits. If we're able to reduce the pain level of that patient to the point where their need for that type of strong pain medication is reduced, then we have done a great service to the patient.
That is very true. Because I tell you, I often see a patient from the ER, soft tissue injuries. They're given narcotics and muscle relaxers, and they may come to the office, they get them refilled, and within 6 weeks, 2 months, they might be hooked. The acute injury and pain is gone, and now we're dealing with the pain from the withdrawal symptoms of those controlled substances. So it's a challenge. When do you think there's a need, or if you're ever in need, to combine opioids and chiropractic medicine?
I don't see a need for the combination of opioids and chiropractic medicine, to be honest with you. We found, and this has been for my 20-something years in practice, that anti-inflammatories combined with chiropractic care provides a better outcome for the patient compared to the more involved opioids. And so a lot of the patients who come in and they're on these strong medications to begin with, we start with addressing the core problems that are generating the pain, especially in the neck and back. And so the objective is to reduce the dependency. Most of the physicians that work with us, or some patients to us, they provide the patient with anti-inflammatory and muscle relaxers. They send them to us, and then we work with them in concert. And we found that it works better for the patient. They get better. They, all of a sudden, they don't need to take their pain meds anymore. The doctor benefits tremendously because now, being the primary person who referred the patient to us, they go back to the doctor and thank them for the benefits that they receive from our management.
Right.
And so
right.
The gatekeepers benefit, the patient benefit, and of course, we definitely benefit from the referrals.
If you just joined the checkup with Dr. Courtney Shelton, MD, on WCLK 91.9, today we are discussing the role of chiropractic treatment in chronic pain with chiropractor Dr. Mark Smith. According to the report by the Foundation of Chiropractic Progress, researchers found that patients who visited chiropractors had a higher degree of satisfaction in the care that they received. In your practice, how would you describe this high patient satisfaction in chiropractic care?
I believe it's the old-fashioned hands-on that we do with the patient to go in and to do a thorough evaluation than the hands-on. It makes such a big difference for the patient. And I think part of it is that the general practice of treating patients right now becomes so busy. We take 2-3 minutes and because of the time constraint. In our practice, we're fortunate that we're able to spend a little more time with the patient. We're able to effectively evaluate through all the diagnostic methods. We take X-ray on the patient. We do whatever radiological studies we need to determine what areas are of injury that exist. And then we do targeted manipulation. We do the physical medicine. And so the outcome is reduction in pain. And so the patient feel better because of the care they receive. They feel better because of the hands-on approach that we provide them. And so overall, our patient satisfaction has been very, very high. And we're very happy about that. That's what we do. That's my high. When I'm able to get a patient to go back to their normal activities of daily living, that's what makes my day, to see them pain-free, to see them be able to engage back in being a dad, you know, playing with their kids and stuff like that. One doesn't understand fully how these things are incapacitating. To have severe back pain, you can't bend, you can't sit down for long periods of time. It makes you grumpy. It makes you irritable. And so it changes all the dynamics within the family. Right. And so that's why we emphasize strongly that once this cycle begins, if 2 to 3 weeks and the patient is still having pain, send them to us. Give us a chance to evaluate them, give us time to treat them, and monitor the outcome. Just don't send them to us, but have expectations of the provider. And we will have to meet those expectations, both to the patient and to the referral source, whether it be the internist or the family physician. But ultimately, we want to see the patient get back to their normal activities, reduction of pain, and improve the quality of life. That's what we're in business for.
You made a great point. It is about improving the activities of daily living. When somebody has chronic back pain and they can't lift their son or daughter, I mean, they become depressed. You know, there's that whole cycle of pain and depression. If my pain is bad today, then they're depressed. If their pain is good today, then they feel better. And I see that a lot. And I tell you, the patients that that we share and patients that I know that get chronic chiropractic manipulation, they swear by it. They swear by it. So I've seen your work and I've seen how effective this can be in treating patients.
And I think that needs to be pointed out is that we do co-manage patients, and the quality of care that these patients receive is top level. They're very happy with our services. They're very happy with you for referring them to us. So the quality of life of those patients has been improved significantly. So, you know, we're doing it. We're living it, for those patients. And so we are hopeful that other providers will give chiropractic a chance so that they can give the patient every opportunity, especially with pathologies affecting the disc, the facets and the disc within the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine can make so much difference in the quality of life of these patients.
I read some other interesting facts. One that specifically dealt with the reduction of surgery in patients who first are evaluated by a chiropractor. They were saying that patients who saw the chiropractor first, there was a less need for a surgery.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the wonderful things about manual medicine is that we can see significant changes in such short period of time. And case in point would be a person with a bulging or a slightly torn disc. We're able to do manual medicine to take the tension off the disc and then do disc decompression therapy to get the disc back to a point where it's not compressing a nerve, thereby reducing the need for surgery. The person is able to, with exercise and continued physical medicine, be able to return back to the normal activities of daily living and not be inconvenienced by months of rehab and surgery that unfortunately may be necessary in a lot of cases, but in some cases may not be required. And so that is the fine line for us as providers to evaluate the patient to determine whether conservative management is the best approach at this particular point to reduce the need for any more involved procedures, especially like surgery.
What tactics are being done to convince physicians, especially those who prescribe, let's say, a lot of narcotics, some of the pain clinics that do procedures? What are you doing, or what do we need to do to convince physicians to utilize chiropractic care as part of the team more often in chronic pain management?
That's a tough one. We all know we're in the business of medicine, so the person, the doc, the provider is making a living, and they're doing what they think is in the best interest of the patient, but at the same time, they're also making a living. And so if we're able to put the patient center first, that is a challenge. Put the patient first. Find out what is in the patient's best interest, not what is always in our economic best interest. And so if we're able to put the patient first and say, okay, let's try this approach first, see if it works.
Right.
And that's the approach. Give it a chance. See if it works. The patient will be happy with you. You're not going to lose a patient.
Right, right.
What was going to happen is that the patient who comes to me from your office are not happy because I treat them. They're happy because you send them. You are their provider. You're their doctor. I'm just an instrument, extension of your services.
That's a great
And that's
point.
The way they need to see us, as an extension of their services, to help the patient get over this chronic or acute pain so that they can go back to their normal activities and not become dependent on pain meds.
Well, Dr. Smith, thank you for joining me today. Thank you for this great discussion. But most important, how can you be reached?
I can be reached. I'm in downtown Atlanta in front. We're in Building B in front of the Atlanta Medical Center building. We're at 315 Boulevard. Our telephone number is 404-991-6259, and we're very accessible. We accept walk-ins 5 days a week. So give us a call. We'd love to be of service.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for coming in and talking to us today.
Thank you, Doc, for inviting me.
Now we are joined by my wife, Mrs. Janice Shelton, who is a fitness expert and pro bikini competitor. She is joining us today to shed some light on the importance of exercise when dealing with patients who have chronic pain.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Great.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the checkup.
If you're in pain, there's a temptation to skip exercising. But exercising can often help reduce pain and improve your quality of life. Evidence has shown that the link between chronic pain and obesity is in part by abnormal loading on weight-bearing joints such as the knees, hips, and spine, leading to postural changes, muscle weakness, and mechanical strain on connective tissues. Weight loss is also a common goal in the management of pain in overweight and obese individuals. New studies suggest that people who exercise at least 1 hour per week have a lower risk of troublesome back, neck, and shoulder pain. Here are the top five exercises for chronic pain. For those who are capable of walking, going for a long walk is a low-impact activity that can be done almost anywhere. Secondly is swimming. Swimming or doing some type of water exercise can help relax muscles, while the buoyancy of the water can help those with joint pain. The third one is yoga. To ease chronic pain, proper breathing techniques practiced in yoga are very helpful. Studies show that acceptance and mindfulness-based meditation practices, which can help acknowledge and accept your chronic pain, can be practiced alongside yoga to ease the pain. Next is Pilates. Pilates, studies shown improved core strength, stability, posture, balance, and fewer pain symptoms in people with lower back pain who took Pilates at least 3 times a week for 14 weeks. And lastly is strength training. Muscle strengthening exercises and resistance training can help control chronic pain by strengthening the muscles around the joints, which takes some of the stress off of the joints while in use. So with that said, exercise can be a great treatment for people suffering with chronic pain. However, before attempting any exercise regimen, please contact your physician first to get the proper consult. Thank you so much.
Wow, that was great. You summed it up. And it sounds like we need to get in the gym. If you have chronic pain, getting in the gym is very effective. There's a lot of different activities for everybody. Even those that have issues with really bad arthritis and knees and who are very obese, there's water aerobics as well. There's a lot of good and effective things that can be done in the gym to help manipulate or help manage chronic pain. Well, thanks for joining us today for The Checkup. I'm Dr. Courtney Shelton. You can listen to this program on demand at WCLK.com. And I can be reached at the Shelton Hospitalist Group located at 315 Boulevard Northeast, Suite 310 in Atlanta, or I can be reached by phone 678-705-2355, or you can like us on Facebook at the Shelton Hospitalist Group, LLC. The Checkup is produced by Dr. Judy Crocker-Billingsley and Rob Maynard for WCLK. Thanks for listening.